I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of the new Pope, history was made yesterday when the new Pope was announced. We have a brand new Pope, and he's American. This is a great day for the USA. This is history making. We have never had an American Pope before. He is from Chicago. He is chosen the name Pope Leo XIV. And there's been a reason why we've never had an American Pope before. I don't know why it never crossed my mind that we would even have the possibility of having one. I don't know why the Pope just seems like such a foreign entity. I don't know why I thought you had to be Italian or you had to be someone who lived abroad or whatever. And kind of that was an unspoken rule until now, because there's been a lot of, it was very taboo to think about choosing an American Pope because they didn't want to align themselves with like a global superpower, which the United States is. Mm. I think they wanted to keep things a little bit more grassroots. But now that we have an American Pope, things are changing.
I wonder if they chose him because even though he's from Chicago originally, he lived in Peru for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And he didn't speak English at all. He spoke Italian and Spanish for his old congregation. So I wonder if that was a way of choosing a pope who is from America, but who isn't necessarily identify maybe as American. Because if you live in a country for 20 years, like if I'm born somewhere, but I live somewhere else for 20 years, like me now, I have British roots, but I'm American for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, but it is kind of a mind F because I did hear an old interview from him and he has like a full on Midwestern accent. Like
he said,
you know, in his cadence. And I actually listened to an interview from his brother because, of course, like, you know, you have an American Pope and you're going to have people on American soil that are related to this global superpower now. And so his brother, Lewis, is in Florida currently in ABC News Bay Area. Interviewed him to ask him what it was like to watch his brother get elected as the Pope.
I was lying in bed. My wife called and said, white smoke, white smoke. So I turned the TV on, watched the white smoke, and it took almost an hour till they. And when the Cardinal came out and we're all waiting and he goes and he mentioned Roberto, I knew right away. And I just, it's like if I had not been in bed standing up, I might have collapsed because it's like, totally unexpected, you know. It's like they said, first American Pope, that was a strike against him. He's young, two strikes, but he's got a lot of worldwide experience in his previous popes. So when we were little kids, I used to raise Cain with my two younger brothers all the time, but he was always the holy one. And we used to tease him. You're going to be Pope someday. You're too holy. What do you want to be and, you know, joking, ribbing. And when he went into the seminary, it's like, oh, wow, okay. And then a couple of years ago when the Pope made him a cardinal, it's like, this could happen. Holy cow.
So a couple of things here. First of all, adding to the list of things white people say that you will never hear from a black person, we just heard right there, raising Cain.
Yeah.
That's safe. You've
we
never
were,
hit it.
We were raising cane when we were kids.
And holy cow.
And holy cow.
Add that to the list, too.
Second thing is, I think, and I might be talking out of my booty here, I think the rules of traditionally where popes are coming from has changed. Because do I have this right that wasn't Pope Francis the first pope from Argentina?
Yeah, so technically people are mincing words. Pope Francis is the first American pope because Argentina is in the Americas. But, I mean, you don't call anyone United Statesian. We're American.
Yeah, that's
so. But, yes, he was from Argentina.
Yeah.
So one thing that his brother also wants to clear up is that there's been a lot of fake news coming about his brother already.
Already?
Already. And he wants to make sure people knew what baseball team he roots for.
Is he a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Whoever said Cubs on the radio got it wrong. It's Sox. And he never grew up in South Holland. It was Dalton.
He grew up in Dalton. And he's a Sox fan.
Right.
That's a major difference.
That is very important to get to. For real.
So, I think one news anchor said, I think he's been through enough. He's been a Cubs fan most of his life, but no, he's a Sox fan.
So I'm really curious because I'm a little bit naive and uneducated about the process and have really only been very, very into it this year because my son is supposed to be in Rome for this whole thing, right? When the Cardinals show up to vote, do they even realize that they are potentially going to be the Pope?
I've always wondered, like, do they have kind of a short list in the running? Because this was a pretty short conclave. I think it was only about 2 days, yeah, which is about the same as it was for Pope Francis and the Pope before him. Whereas historically, 400 years ago, this could have taken up to, 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty grueling process. I mean, they would, lock them in the Sistine Chapel and, reduce them to one meal a day. It could get pretty brutal. Nowadays, the only thing they really have to give up is ravioli because apparently that's, a legitimate rule because they don't want little secret notes to get split into
no ravioli
meats that you can stuff things into like a bird where you could shove it in. So there are certain things that they can't eat because they're worried that they're gonna have some kind of communication with the outside world.
I'm guessing a bunch of these cardinals are just showing up to vote. And before you know it, you're the Pope and you're like, wait, my name was on the list. I didn't even know my name was on the list.
Yeah, there's something called the Room of Tears, too, which is apparently a historical thing where, that's where the new Pope has a moment to himself before he goes out into the world to, cry and be like, oh, my God, my life is changing. Okay, now I'm going to go out and bring world peace.
He got choked up on the balcony, and it was really beautiful to witness.
I wonder if anyone's ever said no, since you didn't know you were going to get voted. And, you ever said, nah, I'm good?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Because, you're God's anointed one, you know?
You can't say no.
How are you going to say no to God?
Yeah.
Right.
If the Pope can get choked up and tear up on the balcony in front of an entire congregation as the vessel of God on earth, Bert, you can shed a couple tears over your son graduating. Okay?
Fair enough. Okay? Fair enough.
All right. The ACM Awards were last night, and there was one common theme from each of the star-studded performances. I'm going to tell you more in your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So yesterday, at this time, I was on the cusp of the biggest parenting fail, potentially, that I have ever had in my life. Look, logistically, I'm not very good I just don't handle logistics very well. What I did remember is that I paid for my kid's trip with his class. He goes to a private Catholic school. And each year, I believe the seniors go to Rome for their senior trip. This is supposed to be a really special year. It's the Jubilee year. We've got a new pope. When I bought the tickets, or I should say the trip, Pope Francis was still alive. So it was just going to be good slash bad timing that he was going to be in Rome or the Vatican when they appointed a new pope. That would have been amazing, right?
Historical. He would have seen history in the making.
Unbelievable, right? So it turns out like the Cardinals were all on Adderall or whatever and got that thing done pretty quick. So he's going to miss that. But during the show yesterday at this time, I was very distracted, as I told you, that I got a text from my son that said, "Hey, did we ever buy my ticket to Rome?"
Were you like, what part of we paid for it?
Right. And he writes, "Like my plane ticket?" And I'm like, I think I just assumed it was part of the package. So I'm scrambling at this point, and I'm going through my email. And as I told you yesterday, I got women behind the scenes that prop me up logistically. So I didn't know if they had paid for it, if they knew it. Nobody knew anything at this point. So we're doing the show for an hour and a half, and I have no idea if my kid is going to be going to Rome. And this has been planned now for months and months and months. It feels like we talk about it twice a week, and I'm so excited for him about it. So to make a long story short, after the show, I check all the emails and I check with everybody else. Then I go to Delta Airlines, where it cost me $13,000 to get him a ticket to the Vatican.
You're lying.
Wait a second.
No.
$13,000?
I'm lying.
No. I was about to say, I'm like, I was looking at Delta yesterday.
No, it was in there. Right before the show ended, he said, "Oh, wait, I see it now. We got it.
So literally, I'm sure, because he travels with you so frequently.
Yeah.
He's got the Delta app. He's probably got his own Sky Miles.
Yeah.
He can pull it up, and he can see, like, in his future trips that it is there.
It was on the itinerary from the school. So it wasn't necessarily on his Delta app, but it was on the itinerary with his ticket, and it was all paid for. And people had started to DM me during the show saying, "Look, my kid's gone on these trips before. Airfare is included." But until I saw it in writing, and every school's a little different.
Yeah.
Gonna tell you, sometimes his school is a little different. So I wasn't exactly sure, but he's on the trip. He's going with everybody else. He won't be there, obviously, for the Pope to be announced. However, something very cool is the new Pope will be doing his very first Mass next Sunday. Not this Sunday. Next Sunday, when Hollis will be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fire.
So that's pretty historic. So that ends our chapter.
I was going to say, if the flights were not a part of the package, I have a feeling you would not be the only parent scrambling in this situation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all would have been in the same boat. But because I don't really handle the logistics of this particular thing, then I was really insecure about it. Like, inevitably, this would have been on me, but it worked out fine. We're good to go.
The Burt Show.
All right, so every now and then we like to ask this question and see what you all have for us. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday? If you remember last time, there was supposed to be the Guinness Book of World Records breaking of the most people playing the kazoo together. Mm. Unfortunately, they did not break the record. Mm. But
could have been almost as historical as a new pope.
Macon, yes, could have been in the Guinness Book of World Records. So why do we want to talk to you on Monday? 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746, because we did get an email from a Burt Show listener, and we are definitely going to have to check with her on Monday because she's got some potentially serious drama happening.
All right, we kind of have one of these with you already earlier in the day. Like, is this like perfect Mother's Day that you have spelled out in black and white for your husband? Can he pull it off? But is there something going on this weekend in your life? Could be Mother's Day related, maybe not, that is so dramatic. Like, it's such a great storyline that we got to check with you today and then check back on Monday. 1-855-BIRCHO.
This particular one is not Mother's Day related. It came straight to my email. She wants to be called Jess, which is obviously not her real name. She says, "Hi, Burcho. I really need your advice because I've made a huge mistake, and I think it's about to come crashing down this weekend. Months ago, during a rough patch in her engagement, I had a one-night stand with my best friend's fiance.
Oh, my gosh.
Bruh.
We'll call him Ryan.
That's not your best friend if you're sleeping with her fiance.
That's a fair point.
I think she may be your best friend, but you are not her best friend. Best friend would act that way.
The parts want what the parts want.
Oh. The part, not the heart, but the parts.
Jess says, it was a terrible decision, something that never should have happened, you think? We both agreed to never speak of it again, and I've tried to live with the guilt and move on. Fast forward to now, the wedding is this Saturday, as in tomorrow. The rehearsal dinner is Friday, as in tonight. And suddenly, I'm getting signs that my best friend, let's call her Sarah, might know. She sent a text that said, can't wait to see how honest everyone is this weekend.
That is
weird.
Yeah, that's not so random.
Mm-hmm. Ryan has been acting distant, barely making eye contact with me, and being weirdly polite. Then a mutual friend who doesn't know anything casually mentioned that Sarah's planning something. She says she has a surprise for everyone at the reception.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I'm panicking. Is Sarah going to expose what happened in front of everyone? Did Ryan tell her? Did someone else find out? I'm still going to the wedding, but I'm an emotional wreck. I can't stop replaying everything in my head, wondering what's about to happen. Do I say something before the wedding, or do I just show up and hope for the best? Or do I skip it entirely? Please help. I am seriously freaking out. Jess.
Well, Jess, I hate to break it to you, but you are not her best friend, because if you were, you'd be in the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually so true, well, right?
I think that's a really good element here, to be honest with you. Like, if you're not in the wedding,
yeah,
and the risk here is so high, and you're getting every indication your gut is saying that this is what's going to happen, I'm not showing up. I'm not going.
Doesn't that put a more glaring, like, maybe she's in her head about this because obviously what she did, and she knows what she's did, and she feels tremendous guilt about what she did, which she should, that now she's so in her head about this, she's seeing things that aren't true. And if she skips the wedding, it's going to be even more glaring that something's amiss.
Yeah, I just can't imagine as a bride, I would want to make my entire reception in front of my friends and family about a mistake that my so-called best friend and my fiance, now husband, have made. Like, if I'm making it to the altar, like, that day is all about me. Pay attention. Like, this is not about some kind of mistake. Like, if we're going to highlight it in any way, like, I'm doing it behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call you like before the rehearsal dinner, and we're gonna hash it out then. But I can't see this becoming some kind of shakedown on what is supposed to be the most happy and magical day of a bride and groom's life.
For me, this would come down to if I wanted the person to remain in my life. If I still wanted to be in this person's life, because I don't want to say friend, because it just feels odd calling them a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I would show up. If I was willing to stand on business with what I did, I would admit what I've done, and I would get ahead of it, and I would not go.
I ain't going, man. I am not. Look, what we've learned on this show is that woman's intuition is pretty strong. And if your gut is saying that she's going to expose you somehow, it seems to me like the risk is so high that I wouldn't show up.
How do you explain just not going last minute?
She's got a cough, man.
She got
that bad allergy.
She got gout.
I hear it's going around.
You better limp to my wedding if you want to my good friends. You got gout.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So you know how Mikey was trying to turn me onto that Sturgill fella?
Yeah, Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, I started listening. I love it.
Yeah. Wait, really?
It's really good, man. It's really old school. It's really good.
This isn't surprising because Mikey came in with like the highest regard for him. Like, yeah, he is the artist of our generation. Meanwhile, I've never heard of this man in my life.
It's good.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, Taylor Swift is the voice of our generation. But Sturgill Simpson, I'm sure he can be up there. All right, the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Harper's Bazaar came out with a list of 30 of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. So if you haven't come out with a plan to treat your mom to a little quality time, maybe tune into one of these 10 movies that are apparently the best to watch on this day. In 10th place is a movie I have never heard of, The Babadook. Has anyone heard of that movie?
Never heard of it.
Cassie's nodding yes.
Yeah, that's a very strange Mother's Day movie, I'm going to be honest.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror film.
Oh, really?
Well, is there any greater horror than being a mother?
Some days.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie, right, Tommy, with kind of like, it's not a feel-good ending, but an ending where you're like, oh, okay, that tracks.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies where the trailer was way better than the movie.
Yeah, okay. You like, it's a think piece at the end about
it
trauma.
Sucks.
Yeah, maybe just watch the trailer then. In 9th place, it goes to 1998's Stepmom.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are these bad movies? I've never seen this.
No, it's just depressing AF.
Is that Jennifer Garner?
Oh, God, that one with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon?
Yes!
No! The mom has cancer.
Okay, so
don't watch that.
Maybe this is a list of ones not to watch on Mother's Day.
What was the title of the Harper's Bazaar article?
The best movies to watch on Mother's Day.
They're on crack.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is Sunday. And if you don't feel like actually interacting with your mom, you can always pop in a movie. Harper's Bazaar, put a list of blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
and there's 30 of them. These are the top 10.
What's next? Throw Mama from the Train?
Number
Terms
eight.
Of Endearment?
That's number one.
No, Mommy Dearest.
OMG, that's about abuse.
I'm
just reading the list. This is from our prep service that we pay money for.
Sincerely, that's like an abusive mother situation.
Should I keep going?
Okay, little child abuse.
In 7th place, 2009's Away We Go.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, 6th place. This is a really, I will say, I've seen this film. This is kind of a depressing but honest film about mother and daughterhood. Lady Bird with Saoirse Ronan.
That's a great movie,
but again, it's
kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's like they butt heads constantly.
Well, doesn't in the title it say if you don't want to interact with your mom, you watch these? So I think he's sending a clear message.
Maybe.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, like, you know, you're still spending quality time together.
Mm. I think these are movies for people that may have
issues.
Difficult relationships with their mothers.
It gets better up here. In 5th place, Pride and Prejudice, 2005. This is my favorite movie of all time. It's a good feel-good film, but yeah, the mom is a little weird in that one too. So
Someone with mom issues wrote this list. Like, where's bad moms?
Oh,
that's fun.
I probably should have revealed that I did write this article. In 4th place, Coraline. In 3rd place...
Oh my God, Coraline, where she makes her sew buttons into her eyes? Get out of here.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I haven't seen it.
Didn't that win like an Oscar or something?
It did. Another strange pick for this.
Okay. And no, this one's good. In 2nd place.
Like there's like a lot of blood and stuff in that movie. Don't I have that right?
Yeah, a lot of violence, a lot of blood. Yeah. And hot dog fingers.
The Parent Trap.
Okay,
in
that's
2nd place. Okay, we have a nice ending here. And in 1st place, I totally agree with this, especially the sequel, so you can watch them back to back. Mamma Mia.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Every other one, that was weird.
They figured it out around 1 and 2.
Anyway, there's your list. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show. Isn't Mother's Day, like, coming up?
It is in 2 days. It is this Sunday. And if you're just now hearing this...
you still have time to Amazon Prime something.
Get to work. All right. I have pulled clips from some very famous TV moms. These are TV moms from comedy sitcoms, okay? That's all the hint you're going to get. I need you to listen to the rules, people. This is how we're going to play. Mama's laying down the law. We're going to play a clip. You cannot ring in until the clip is finished, all right? We're doing this Jeopardy style. As soon as the clip is finished, you scream, Mom, or whatever you call your mother.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
You just want to yell her name.
There's only one way you can do this. Come on. It's your go-to.
Oh.
Bubble!
Okay. So again, here's the rules. You gotta wait till the clip is finished. Uh-huh. As soon as it's finished, you ring in. I will call on you, and you have to tell me the name of the mom, not her actress name, but the name that she plays on the show and the show. Okay?
Why are you so aggressive, bro?
I don't know. I was thinking, I was like, I don't really know why. All right, so here we go. Wait till the clip is finished.
Okay.
Here's your first mom.
If you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, any place, anytime, ever.
Mom.
Mo.
Claire Huxtable.
From?
The Cosby Show.
Ding, ding, ding! Dang,
dang you.
Great job. I love when she used to go off on Elvin.
Me too. Anybody.
Mo's got a point. Your next famous TV mom.
Hey, leave me out of this.
Hey, mama. Roseanne Barr. Roseanne? That's correct. Well, it's Roseanne Connor.
Connor.
But I'll let you have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll let you have it.
Was she a good mom on that show?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, she was, right? But she's kind of a pain in the...
Yeah, I mean, she was an unorthodox mom, but she loved her kids, all right? Here's your next famous TV mom.
Okay, fine. Don't go to school. Grow up stupid.
Come on.
Mom?
Mo?
What was her name on the show? Oh, man. What was her name? I can't remember her name on the show.
What's the show?
Everybody Hates Chris.
That is correct. So obviously, what is Chris's last name?
Rock.
So just say Miss Rock.
Miss Rock.
All right, I'll give it to you. Nice. Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, here is your next famous TV mom.
I don't like the look of those
earbuds.
Mom.
Mom.
All right. I'm going to give it to Mo because Abby and Bert both rang in before the cameras were on.
Marge, the Simpsons.
Yeah! All right, your next famous TV mom.
It's just that it sounds like you're becoming just like your father.
Bubba!
Bert.
Is it Golden Girls?
No, it is not.
I'm not
Play
sure.
it one more time.
It's just that it sounds like you're becoming just like your father.
Know that voice.
He lived right across or next door to his parents, which drove his wife crazy.
Wait, Romano? Oh, it's the... dang it.
Oh,
I can picture... I have no idea what her name is.
I don't know what her name is either.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
Marie Barone.
I would have never gotten it.
All right, your next famous TV mom.
We both have huge jobs, but when I come home from mine, from, you know, saving lives and whatnot, I start a whole other second huge job. When you come home, you play video games.
I'm not sure.
Mo!
Oh, he's disappointed.
No, he's doing this like his fourth time doing it.
Yeah, he's disappointed in you.
Mom?
Yes.
Is it Blackish?
It is. What is the mother's name?
Oh, God, I know. I don't know.
I never watched Blackish.
Mo! As Tommy was saying.
I'm supposed to know everything that a black person
is. Thank God it's not February.
Yeah. She's a doctor.
Doctor,
this is a type of prism you see in the sky.
Dr. Rainbow.
Dr. Rainbow Johnson.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Abby. Bert's got none. Mo has three. Abby has two. Here is your last one worth a bajillion points.
I raised her, and I was the one who got her through that awkward period. The 50 toughest years of my life.
Mom.
Yes.
The mom from the Golden Girls.
It is. And what is her name?
Ruth McClanahan.
That is not who that is. And that is the actress.
Betty White.
That is the actress's name, and that is not it.
Sophia.
Yes!
You got it?
Thanks, Tommy.
Crazy.
Is that the last one?
Yes, it was.
I didn't get any points because I was off put by your aggressive attitude.
Sorry.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
I just realized I have been putting off an appointment, a doctor's appointment that I need to make for no other reason than you have to call the office to make the appointment.
I've been putting off one too.
But for the reason, just because I hate calling and talking to somebody in an office so much now, and it's only going to take 30 seconds. They're going to pick up. I'm going to say my name, give them my birth date. They're going to tell me what times are available. I'm going to say, okay, that's great, and they're going to be off the phone. But going through the process of making a call now and knowing you have to talk to somebody, I've put this thing off for 2 weeks. If it was on the website, it'd be done already.
No, it seems like a simple thing to do, but I don't know how the most miserable people on earth always get
hired to be receptionists for doctor's appointments or for doctor's offices. It seems like it's going to be 30 seconds. You pick up the phone and they act like it's an inconvenience. They're like, hello? And you're just
Cassie
like,
is like,
hi?
Yes!
Can I make it? Are you okay? I'll call back. When's good for you? I'll call back.
Like, literally, I'm not scared of most people. And I understand they probably get so much grief from patients. It's an incredibly difficult job, but I am frightened of like front desk staff at medical, any medical place ever. It's always an inconvenience. They're always angry at you. Like, God forbid you stand too close or you don't approach at the same right speed or time.
That's their job.
What, to be mad at you?
No. Just, I mean, you're getting paid to be the first line of defense when people come into the office. You can at least be nice. I'm on your side on there.
I'll be like, ma'am, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I broke my ankle and I have an appointment that starts in half an hour. Fill out the form!
Like, even though you've already given them your information, yes. Like, why do you need my insurance card 7 times? You have it on file.
It is such a hassle. Like, I had some extra time over the weekend and I'm like, you know what? I got time. I'm a little tight. Maybe I'll go get a massage, right? So I go and I start checking out different places around Sandy Springs that do massages. And some of them you had to call, and I eliminated it immediately. If I can make it online, then fine.
All right, let's hold each other accountable. Come Tuesday at this time, we will had to have made our doctor's appointments.
That means I gotta pick up the phone, and I gotta hit all the buttons, and then I gotta be nice on the phone.
Getting on the phone is so exhausting to me that when my internet was down and I couldn't fix it online and I had to call them, I just went another day without it.
I know.
I wasn't even in a rush
no
more.
It's so stupid, man. All right, here we are on stupid, so let's talk about kids.
Oh my God, kids are so stupid. The latest TikTok trends are like next level stupid. I'm gonna let Mo kick it off with the Kool-Aid Man challenge.
Oh, God.
This is crazy, man. I'm sure y'all remember those old Kool-Aid Man commercials when he used to bust through fences and bust through brick walls and say, oh yeah. And apparently,
because he's cracked out on all that sugar. You know what sugar is in Kool-Aid?
A lot of sugar. I remember vividly. A lot of these kids have now seen these commercials for the first time and they've started what's apparently known as the Kool-Aid Man challenge. It started in 2023 and I guess it just now starting to pick up steam again, so much so that these kids are literally going around and just busting through random people's homes, busting through the fence and causing thousands of dollars of damage. Inside Edition has the latest on it.
A group of people believed to be teenagers rammed their way through Ben Helwa's fence 2 weeks ago. Helwa believes a social media trend sparked the bold actions of the vandals.
We found lots of examples of knucklehead teens charging full speed into fences. These youngsters ran into the fence in unison, resulting in thousands of dollars in damages.
I was just in shock because, once again, like, these kids ran through the fence. They fled the scene. But, like, are the kids even okay?
The online trend called the Kool-Aid Man Challenge, inspired by a classic commercial from the 80s. The Kool-Aid Man breaking through walls, promoting the popular drink mix. Teens are imitating the sugary mascot for likes and views on social media, according to police.
I could tell you this right now, that if my son did this, 17 years old, ran through somebody's fence and got hurt, I would totally pull a Fred. That's my dad, and go, you are driving yourself to the hospital on this one. That was so stupid. You figure out how to get down there.
And I love Inside Edition's journalism, if I'm being honest.
So serious.
Calling them vandals seems a little extreme. It's just a bunch of dumb teenagers running into... I would have done the exact same thing at that age.
I saw this trend yesterday. There was another one that I got on my Instagram feed, and it was two dudes in the backyard throwing pickles at their pickle. So one kid lines up at about 30 feet from the other kid. They're just in their underwear and they literally have a pickle in hand and they are trying to throw it and hit the other dude's junk.
Are you kidding me?
That's it.
That's the challenge. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't be telling these kids to get outside more. Maybe
stay, it's good to stay in the house.
Yeah, right? Yourself in. All right, so now this one that I have, it's a new TikTok trend and apparently it's going viral in schools. Now, if you have a kid that's older in school, you know that they typically get assigned a Chromebook, right? So the school have laptops, Chromebooks that they give out to the students.
That you find out at the end of the year you have to pay for.
But you don't get to keep, right?
That you don't get to keep. And they charge you $500 even though you've paid a ridiculous amount of money for tuition at a private Catholic school.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, feel better?
No, I don't.
Take it up with the Pope, okay?
Can I say something really, a sidebar on that real quick? and this is probably going to backfire on me. So
he still hasn't graduated yet, right?
His last day, he took his last final yesterday.
Okay, but if you want him to walk across that stage, you might want to keep your trap shut one more week.
No, he's going to be fine. Okay. They'll just come back to me.
Okay.
So I get an email from the school, and he does go to a private Catholic school. And to be honest with you, it's a lot of money. It's great school, though. I'm glad he went, blabbity, blabbity, blab. But it's a lot. So I get an email the other day saying, hey, you haven't paid the $500 for the Chromebook that your son has been using all year. And I'm like, I hit him back. I'm like, what's this for? And it's like, they use a bunch of technical jargon on why they need the $500. A, the kids are using it. Also to update the software at the school and stuff like that. So I'm feeling pretty snarky and I'm not on Effexor anymore. So I sent an email back saying, just so I have this right, I am paying blank amount of money. And then when I wrote it down, I was starting to get more fired up. I am paying blank amount of money to send my kid to that school. And you're asking me for an additional $500 just so he could use the Chromebook that he doesn't now own. I shot it off. I haven't heard back. I probably will today, but I haven't heard back yet.
All right, so this is from WVIT. They're a news channel in Connecticut. And they were doing a story about this TikTok trend where kids are taking their school-issued Chromebooks and sticking sharp objects into the ports to catch them on fire.
This trend started right here on TikTok, where students are sticking sharp items into the charging ports of their Chromebooks to start a fire. Newington High School was the first school here in Connecticut to fall victim of this. Now, several other schools have had to be evacuated.
Why they would do that, I don't know.
This TikTok shows a new and concerning trend among students.
It's more than just a trend, you know. It causes a lot of disruption.
Last Thursday, a student at Newington High School did just that.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it.
So, yeah. And they show the video. They start smoking. They literally wow. catch the Chromebooks on fire. And then it emits a very, like, a toxic smoke. And they're having to evacuate classrooms because kids are doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids will be kids.
No. Idiots will be idiots.
That's true, too.
Even if you're a kid, I'm still going to call you an idiot.
Fair.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No